Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping seven and eight-figure brand owners build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today on the show, kind of a big thing for me, for my family, we're going to be talking about how starting June 2024, taking a gap year with my family. So going to be stepping back. Going to be spending a lot of time with family, traveling, very mixing up the work schedule. And so in today's episode, I want to talk to you about all the things, why I'm doing this, what led to this, what that's going to look like, how you prepare for a gap year like this, you know, some of the fears I have around it, and the structure in terms of day to day. So anyway, hope you find it interesting. Going to get into all the weeds and all the nitty-gritty details in just a second here. It is incredibly hard to trust reviews these days. Every restaurant on Yelp is 4.6 out of 5 stars. You get on Twitter and you find out the people promoting and advocating for certain apps end up, you know, actually are investors and they just don't disclose it. It's really hard to know what's real and what's spun. And that's why E-Commerce Fuel is so unique and valuable. It's a group of 1,200 vetted 7 and 8 figure owners with zero agenda apart from your success and connecting with one another. No one's pitching you. There's no thinly veiled affiliate links, just operators sharing their unfiltered opinions. Just this morning in our forums, there's a couple of threads that popped up, one about a popular landing page service with half a dozen members warning people to steer clear, another member recommending a service, a shipping auditing service that saved them over $200,000 last year. And we take all these reviews over the decade we've been in existence and we compile them into a review directory that has over 20,000 SaaS and agency reviews. So if you want to cut through the spin and the hype and learn from other store owners with zero agenda, check us out. You can learn more and apply at ecommercefuel.com. Looking for help to get the most out of your Shopify store? Don't waste time on theory or untested advice. Instead, download Zipify apps and copy one of the world's most successful Shopify stores. Zipify was created by my friend Ezra Firestone. And you probably know Ezra because he's been a guest on this podcast many times. But he's also the owner of multiple 8 and 9 figure e-commerce brands, including a $175 million store he built from scratch. And he's created 2 Shopify apps so you can leverage the same strategies he's using to scale his stores. One-Click Upsell is already the number one upsell app for over 18,000 Shopify stores, including brands like Tushy, Dr. Squash, Buffy, Jones Soda, and Victoria Beckham. And it's so effective that the average One-Click Upsell user boosts their total revenue by 10 to 15% practically overnight. And then there's Zipify Pages. Pages is the most user-friendly landing page builder on Shopify, and it's stacked with over 70 marketing templates so you can quickly generate leads, launch promotions, and drive more sales. And since both apps are tested first on Ezra's own 8 and 9 figure stores, you know they actually work. You can try out One-Click Upsell and Zipify Pages for free at Zipify.com. That's Zipify.com to try both out for free. So this family gap year and personal, you know, kind of business gap year has been something that's been in the works for a couple of years. Haven't told a ton of people about it. I dropped a little mention of this at ECF Live. A handful of people asked me about it, but didn't get into the details on it. But yeah, I want to say first and foremost, before I get into all the thought process and what it's going to look like and why and logistics, right out of the gates, I'm very much completely dedicated to ECF going forward. You know, the podcast is going to continue as normal. Most of our events are going to continue as normal. I'm really doing this honestly because I want to be able to have a strong platform to be able to keep doing E-Commerce Fuel for the foreseeable future, hopefully for a really long time. One thing I feel like I've become much more deeply convicted about the last couple of years is that, man, just longevity in a game is so valuable if you can stick with something. And that's almost even more, almost as important as how well you do is how long you can stick with it. Anyway, so just want to put that up front. Not going anywhere, have no plans to, you know, to peace out after this year. Anyway, very much committed to ECF going forward. So I wanted to just put that out there. So all the stuff, why do this? What does it look like? Fear structure. I'm gonna kick it off with why. You know, my daughter was driving my daughter to school this week and been teaching her a little bit about programming. And if you're a programmer, you know what a for loop is. And a for loop or a while loop, a programming loop in general just does something over and over and over again. And I was driving my daughter to school and we're about halfway there and she's a little sad. She just kind of says out of the back, she says, "Dad, I feel like my life I feel like I'm stuck in a wow loop or a for loop. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, every day is just the same. Like, I get up, I go to school, come home, I kind of, you know, do some homework, maybe go to tennis lessons. And then the next day I do it all over again. And I think one of the big reasons our family decided to do this was that it's so easy to get stuck in that wow loop for your life, for your business, to not have time to really concentrate on a core family. We got three kids, our oldest is 11. To not be able to like carve out that really valuable time with them, to invest in them, to get to know them. I don't know if you're like this, but every now and then we'll have a day or we'll have an afternoon where we don't have anything planned. We're not working. We're just able to be together as a family and hang out and talk or read or, you know, teach each other things. And it's such a rich time and it's so rare. And I think it's one of the reasons we want to do this, to make the space for that before our kids get older. Again, our oldest is just getting ready to go to junior high school. I think the other thing too is, yeah, kids are getting older. You know, once you get kids in junior high and high school, trying to extract them to go to really pull them out of the day-to-day for extended periods, to travel, to get to know each other more deeply, to learn things, to do anything unorthodox just gets much more complicated. And the other reason is I want to have the space to be able to really dive deep on issues professionally. You grow as a leader and as a business, and you have to evolve. You spend more and more time on leadership and vision, which are good things. But I miss being able to get into the trenches, getting my hands dirty, really being able to focus on discrete projects and just learning things, going really deep. I love going deep. Anyway, so all those reasons are why we're taking this gap year, primarily for the family, but also a little bit professional as well. And so what does this look like structurally? Well, it's going to be, first thing, we're pulling all of our kids out of school. We're going to homeschool the kids for the year, which will be fascinating, an experiment in how that goes. I love teaching, but just setting up, I think it's such a good time to be able to homeschool kids. So many resources, some of the AI tools that are coming out with places like Khan Academy and otherwise, and just the reading learning resources are phenomenal. So we're going to be homeschooling kids to give us a lot of focus on the kids, but also be able to give us some freedom of location for the year. We're going to be spending time in Montana, where we have a lot of family, spending a meaningful amount of time in Tucson, where we live, and doing some international travel as well in Asia and Europe. And so it's going to be a lot of, that's kind of a very high level with the kids focusing on, from a homeschool perspective. You know, one of our daughters, for example, is a phenomenal reader and needs some help on math. And so we're going to go really be able to, I'm so excited to be able to focus, not just individually on what they really need, but also be able to do things that are completely outside of the traditional school system. One of my kids knits these cool little octopuses and she wants to sell them. And so helping her set up a Shopify store to sell those kind of things. Another one of my kids is massively, he loves electrical components. We ripped an AC unit off of our roof and he would, you know, as the workers were like hauling it away, he was out there with a screwdriver, like pulling off the motors and stuff and pulling them into his garage like a mad scientist. So be able to spend time with him, to teach him and really indulge in his passions. Things, again, you're not going to do if you have time, if you're working full-time or if their kids are in school full-time. So anyway, that's kind of the high structure, travel, schooling, location freedom. And from a work perspective, the goal, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how this works. I have an idea in my mind how it will work. I have a hunch the reality is going to crash into my ideals in a pretty hard and brutal way, but we'll see. The goal is to work one day a week and be able to keep all the operations going. So continue to record the podcast, do the email newsletter I do for the public audience, check in with the team regularly. There's a big ECF branding project that we're working on, doing a whole new rebrand, which I'm really excited about. There'll be a few exceptions. For example, like we still are doing Ecom Camp. We'll be on site for that more regularly. We're actually pushing ECF Live to the fall of 2025. So normally ECF Live is in the spring, and I haven't announced this yet in the forums, but we'll be pushing that to the fall about 6 months back. But for the most part, try to really be able to do my core operations and the core things that I'm responsible for on one day per week. And, you know, I'm going to do some follow-up episodes to talk about in more depth about how I do that and how well it's worked in theory versus practice. But in a nutshell, the idea is to plan out the work days, you know, 3 months in advance. So I know the work day, so I can schedule calls, I can schedule podcasts, and come in and just work like a bat out of hell from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or later, and just get a lot done. I don't know about you, but I have, you know, it's sometimes I'll get through a day and I'll be really productive. Other times I'll be like, I really got like 2.5 hours worth of real work done this day. So that's the plan from an operational perspective. And then also, like, there's a lot of other things. I think I'll be working more than one day a week, almost certainly, because there's things I'm excited about doing. Really, it's more than anything, it's permission to be able to step back from kind of the bustle of the day-to-day and focus on the deeper projects. Like I said, like the ECF branding project. Like, if you look at our website, we're still rocking the ECF logo that, courtesy of 99 Designs, circa 2008. It has been 16 years. No, excuse me, not 2008, 2012. It's been 12 years, definitely overdue for a refresh, and super excited to do a big rebranding project there. There's some other things I'm excited to dive in on that aren't necessarily, you know, they're not putting out the fires or getting the podcast recorded for the week, but things that deep learning, like I've talked about so many times. So that's the plan from a operational perspective. Hey, Andrew here with a quick sidebar. I want to introduce you to Daniel, the owner of dayspringpens.com, where they sell, not shockingly, pens and pen accessories. Daniel's an incredibly kind and gracious guy, was hugely helpful in terms of helping people with the lay of the land at our recent, or not so recent, Norfolk event for ECF Live. But here's what he had to say about his experience with E-Commerce Fuel, our private and vetted community for 7- and 8-figure owners.
At E-Commerce Fuel, I think the thing that brings the most value is just having so many engaged entrepreneurs who are asking questions, helping one another, sharing their wisdom and expertise on different areas that help me as a business owner sort through all the noise. So there are a ton of service providers, there are a ton of solutions, there are a ton of plugins and people that want to charge a subscription fee or help consult in the business. But having kind of a central repository of people who have nothing to gain by helping, that are just kind of thoughtfully engaged in becoming an expert and sharing their wisdom with others is by far the most valuable thing. And that carries across to the live events as well as the forum online. It's just something that is very hard to replicate in any other professional setting, in my opinion.
After hearing literally hundreds of comments like this over the last decade our community's been around, it's easy to offer our 10x guarantee. If you don't get at least a 10x ROI on your membership in the first year, in terms of increased revenue, saved time, and saved money, we'll give you a full refund plus an extra $1,000. But many of our members report seeing massive value in just the first month or two when applying it to their 7- or 8-figure business. You can learn more about the community and apply for membership at ecommercefuel.com. Okay, back to the show. When you think about prepping for a gap year like this, you know, this is something that I started tossing the idea around and kind of like floating by Annie, my wife, maybe 3 years ago, and just being like, hey, what if we did this? Like, what if when our oldest got done with elementary school, we just took some time off and did something different? Started planting those seeds, and probably about 2 years ago, got really serious about this. Okay, we decided as a family, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. And started telling the kids, getting the reactions. And then once we were locked and loaded and ready to do it, from a business perspective, have been preparing for this for probably, you know, a year plus. And so that looks like hiring an assistant, an executive assistant who can help out, something I should have done anyway, but a huge catalyst for hiring an assistant was I'm going to be gone a lot. I'm not going to be checking in as regularly. Sometimes I'll be traveling and unavailable. So getting someone who can really help me and be as efficient as possible, hiring a director of community and connection to be able to help really focus on the forums, Patrick getting promoted to director of operations so he could really run the ship. He was doing a lot of it anyway, but really make him that, put him in that position. And then training and handing off all three of those. So from a staffing perspective, been something that's been in the works for a year to try to get all the pieces and players in place where this is something I can realistically do without too much disruption. The other thing I think is interesting too is I think it's a really great exercise in, can you build a business that doesn't need you or that needs you much less? I think that's a stronger business. I actually think this is a story for another day. But I actually think we're coming into an era where having a face, if you were willing to be the face of your brand, e-commerce or otherwise, I would say 10 years ago, that was a liability, especially if you wanted to sell your business. I think today, increasingly, it's becoming an asset because attention is so much harder to get. And if you're willing to stick with something versus look to sell it in the future, I think it's just your ability to connect with people, get attention, build rapport is so much stronger if you have a personal connection in an age of, you know, AI, in an age of, you know, advertising getting so much harder to profitably spend. I think it's, anyway, like I said, discussion for another day. But I think that apart from trying to be a face of the brand and being a leader of the brand, the more you can make your business independent from you on day to day, the more powerful and stable it will be. And so I think taking off for a gap year is an amazing opportunity to try to architect something and see if that works and stress test it too. Because if I can get through this and the business is able to at least do as well or maybe even better while I'm gone, you know, the business almost certainly is going to be stronger than had I not done that. And I think that's a good transition too into getting into fears. So you think about doing something like this and like the fears are very real for taking a year and it, you know, drastically changing almost everything about your life and your work. Some of the fears are, you know, I have a very real fear that has been acute throughout my business career. I'm sure many can relate. But it's even more acute now that the business is going to burn to the ground, right? Like you come in one day, if you're worried about that day to day, when you check in once a week, those fears are magnified. So I worry about that. You know, there's the worry that I'm going to go a little crazy being at home with kids 24/7. I love my kids as much as anything, but I've not spent, you know, I haven't been with them 24/7 for more than a week in a while. It can get intense. So I worry about that. You know, there's the fear of, man, do I have way more of my identity wrapped into this business than I think? And when I'm not working on it 5 days a week, how am I going to feel about that? You know, is that going to be, that's going to be a little weird. There's the fear that people forget about you and you become irrelevant, right? Like we live in an era of fighting for attention, fighting for reputation. And if you're not front and center, if you're not at as many events, if you're not connecting with people, your network, of course, is super important. You know, that's a real fear. So those are all fears in the back of my mind. But I think the bigger fear for me was, you know, our kids grow up and you had this chance to spend a year with them. Maybe you leave some money and some opportunities on the table. Maybe a few people don't, you know, are offended because you don't get back to them in time or you miss an email. But I think the bigger thing is your kids grow up and are gone and you regret not doing it, having this year with them, that you kind of race through life in this like blur of nonstop activity and you don't get to have those deep discussions or awesome experiences with the people you care most about. I think those, or the chance, you don't have the chance to like really sit down and recharge and rest to prep for the next stage of where you want to go, or thinking really critically, like where is the best place to go? Does that align with what I want to do? Does that serve the people in my, you know, in my business best? Thinking through that deeply. Anyway, so those are, for me, are the bigger fears, I think, and ultimately why I decided to do this. So that's the cliff notes. That's what's happening. Like I mentioned earlier, very excited for it. And I'm going to be traveling along the way. And so I would love to connect. I'm looking forward to connecting with entrepreneurs, especially with e-commerce fuel members, but really in general, anyone in the e-commerce community as we travel. So if you happen to be in China, Japan, the Philippines, Bali, Singapore, or Europe, drop me a line, andrew@ecommercefuel.com, and let me know what you're up to, where you're at. It would be great to know. So if I happen to be in your neck of the woods and it makes, we're able to get together, that'd be very cool. And also, if you happen to have any great recommendations for must see, must do things in those locales, in those areas, in those countries, again, andrew@ecommercefuel.com. I'd love to hear from you. I've been doing a lot of research, a lot of cool things there, but not being a local, you know, locals always know best. So to the extent you're willing to share some of your beta and your knowledge, would deeply appreciate it. So I'll be doing a couple of check-ins along the way. Again, my goal is like on the outside in, if you're listening to the podcast, you don't even know this is happening, but I'll probably do a check-in a third of the way, you know, maybe halfway through. And then at the end to kind of give you some notes, what's happening, how things are going. And if you want to get a few more regular updates about it versus just every 6 months, you can sign up for the public e-commerce fuel newsletter. If you go to ecommercefuel.com and look for the Double Your Business opt-in course, you can sign up there and you can hear more frequently about what's going on. That's kind of the gap year in a nutshell. And again, My hope is that you won't even notice on the public podcast facing side. And again, I have an amazing team. So thankful for them. And I'm, good chance you won't even notice anything is different. But I thought it'd be interesting to talk about the rationale, why, and what's going on behind the scenes. So thanks so much. If I'm a little slow getting back to you, apologies on anything. And again, if you've got you want to reach out about any of those locations, want to meet up, or if you got some info, would love to hear from you at andrew@ecommercefuel.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the road. That's going to do it for this week. A big thank you to OneClick Upsell, who offers incredible upsell software to get more from every single customer and increase your average order value on your site. To make more money from the customers you already have, check them out at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. And if you own a 7 or 8 figure store, you really should be a part of our private community and forums here at eCommerce Fuel, where you can connect with over 1,200 store owners just like you. We're so confident it'll be a game changer that we offer a 10x ROI guarantee. If you don't see 10x your membership value in the first year, we'll refund you 100% of your membership fees plus toss in an extra $1,000 for the hassle. So you can learn more and apply at ecommercefuel.com. Thanks so much for listening. Work hard, adventure often, and look forward to seeing you again next Friday.